Committee substitute. Well, I guess we have to adopt that. House Bill 756, Finance, an act relating to fire suppression fund. Make a motion that we adopt Senate Committee substitute, Committee substitute for House Bill number 756, Finance. All in favor? Bill's adopted as a vehicle. Do you have a motion?
I'll move for it out as individual recommendation.
Motion before the committee to put the bill out, individual recommendations. Any objections?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
I note that we have a memo, April 21, from the commissioner stating that they will not purchase or enter into any lease purchase agreements involving DBYs, et cetera. Do you think that needs to be in the letter of intent, or is that just simply that's a matter of record that should be enough? I don't think I particularly am sensitive to the idea of buying
Yeah, and the committee substitute with that section.
Paragraph in there.
Paragraph at the beginning that should take care of it.
Shall not be used. Fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Have motion for it. Move it out. Individual recommendations. All in favor? Bill moved out. Individual recommendations. This next item we have before the committee on Senator Sturgeon issue. 684, investment income. Did you want to take that up at this time, Senator?
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I believe we have before us committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 684, Finance. Is that correct? I believe that motion for adoption of that had been made.
Right. If it hasn't, all in favor? It is made.
Right. Mr. Chairman, there are a couple of areas of major, difference of opinion on this bill. I think it's, and that lies in the area of, particularly in the reinvestment of one half of the earnings of the fund. I personally feel that's an important enough issue to call for floor debate. I think there are very clear positions. I happen to support the reinvestment. I know other members in this committee feel very strongly that they do not. So I would be appreciate the opportunity to have this bill moved and allow that major issue to become an issue on the Senate floor. I think that's the appropriate place because it really does set a great deal of what the future of the fund is going to be. I believe Senator Sackett has.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sackett.
I have one proposed amendment which I'd like to present to the committee, and that's for Section 3713090, and it changes the compensation of board members back almost identical to what is in existing law. It's for each day spent at a meeting of the board or a subcommittee of the board or at a public meeting as a representative of the board. And I'd like to move for adoption of that amendment.
Any objections to the amendment? Hearing no objection, amendment's adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent for moving SS for Senate Bill 684 Finance with individual recommendations.
As amended. All in favor of the motion? Signify, raise your hand. Motion carries. Bill moved out. Individual recommendations. Anything further to come before the committee?
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Stay away from the party.
Call the meeting to order.
I never will understand them for this. At least you guys are disappointed.
First bill we'll take up this morning will be Senate Bill 686, an act relating to the return of property recovered and seized by law enforcement agencies or required evidence in a criminal proceeding. Senator Sturgeon-Lewski. Is this yours?
Mr. Chairman, I'm very pleased that this bill is before us. I had not, however, been aware that it had been assigned to me, nor was I prepared to handle it. I'm supportive of the bill. We have the sponsor here. This is not one we had requested.
Yeah. Senator Rohde is present here, and I'm sure he'd like to come forward.
They're looking for who's in charge of 686.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm in charge of 686.
You're in charge of it. All right. I thought we request Senator Danquist to charge.
Mr. Chairman, this proves just how much we talk to one another, and we really have those meetings in secret where we fix everything.
Yeah, everything's supposed to be fixed.
We've given you so many bills, Arliss, I just assumed that this was...
That's very nice to know.
Senator Rohde has come before us to testify this particular bill.
Very brief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, this, the bill would eliminate what is an obvious problem in criminal prosecutions and the essentially the double victimization that a member of the public is visited by when property is stolen. It basically provides for the documentation and photography of property and then the return to the person from whom it was taken. In about 90% of the cases, I think you'll find that this will allow property to be returned. The storage problem is a significant one with law enforcement agencies, and this would eliminate that problem as well as some of the evidentiary problems, and also, and most importantly, provide the property back to those people from which it was taken. I do question the fiscal note on this. I don't know why a $250,000 fiscal note was had on this bill. I presume they intended to set up a rather elaborate photographic laboratory at the on the basis of this bill, but I'm not sure it's warranted. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Mr. Stern from the Department of Law is also here. There have been no objections to this bill, and I have worked it out with the Attorney General's office as well as the Commissioner of Public Safety.
Let me ask, is there any questions for Senator Rohde, Senator Stenson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill seems like an excellent bill to me. I've heard some real interesting stories about property being taken as part of a crime, and then the individual who lost it anyway seems to never get it back. Or maybe, and I've heard about them like taking batteries, and by the time they got the batteries back, the batteries weren't good because they held them for so long and things like that. Well, and I've not paid that much attention to it, but does that kind of thing really happen a lot? Where they just do they actually take the property as part of the what they want to use for the case, and then?
Yeah. They're required to if they want to have a successful prosecution, and as a matter they tend to err on the side of caution, and that is cautioning always taking the property and assuring they have enough evidence for a successful prosecution. It is a double victimization of the public. You have your property stolen, once it's recovered, you still don't get it back. It's very unfortunate.
Mr. Chairman, I share Senator Rohde's concern over the fiscal note. We have several notes. We have a 2-17-82 fiscal note for $338,000 that talks about adding 3 full-time people. Then a March 3rd one asking for apparently an additional $107,000, and then we have the revised one of $252,000. So I'm not sure just what the fiscal note. The final one that goes with this bill. Perhaps it's simply the one with the $252,000. I do frankly feel that's excessive.
The $252,000 figure is correct. That's the April 7th fiscal note.
Senator Churchill, would you like to make a motion?
I have the foggiest idea what it should be.
Well, I'll be back.
I don't know very much. It ought to be zero. There is no fiscal note on this. This is a good chance for public safety to come in now and ask for a whole bunch of new cameras for everybody when you can sure use one camera in the evidence room to photograph this. This is almost, I didn't see this before, but this is almost
criminal.
This is embarrassing. Well, it almost is. But for to come in and try to get every trooper a brand new camera and all the film and stuff, and this is, the troopers don't handle the majority of this. Most of this will be the city of Anchorage and the municipalities and others that are involved in evidence taking. But to answer Senator Stimson's case, I know when I left the troop in 75, the evidence room was full of sewing machines and guns and things that had been there 5 or 6 years. But if a lady has a house burglary and they lose their sewing machine and they lose their guns, then the troopers, of course, have to hold that evidence until the trial.
They have to.
And of course, they appeal it, so you have to hold it during an appeal process, which could go up to 3 or 4 years. In the meantime, you know, she's, the kids have grown up, so she has to go buy another sewing machine. Because she can't get that one out, or the guy that has his guns tied up down there, and they don't take good enough care of them. Some guys really worry about those certain kinds of things, need a daily upkeep. Well, the troopers don't have the manpower to go in there and oil and polish and keep some of that equipment up. Some of it needs attention. And so for that reason, that's why this bill is so good. We've tried for years to get something like this through, and we tried it through the courts, but not through legislation. We tried to get the courts to come up with a rule that would allow us to do it. But I would hope that we'll move this out with a zero. They've got plenty of cameras, and they've got enough equipment that that's not going to break the state to photograph a few pieces of evidence. In fact, I'm going to call Commissioner Nix, and it's embarrassing that they would send something like this over here.
We could give them a fiscal note for one Polaroid camera or something.
Yeah, or subtract $220 for some of the other foods.
We have a motion to reference the fiscal note?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we do two things. Maybe I can make it one motion if there's no further questions. If we move on, committee substitute Senate Bill number 686, judiciary.
If I might, before you do that, Senator Dankworth, is there anyone that's traveled from out of town to testify on this bill? Is there anyone that's here to testify a negative or against this bill? Fine, let's continue.
Okay, and move it out without a fiscal note.
Mm-hmm. Have a motion to zero the fiscal note and move the bill out, individual recommendations. All in favor? At this time, we will recess the meeting until 7:30 this evening, which will take up the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.